Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Well, really, the dominating feature right across all of the broadsheets here at home this morning is the fact that while the number of people being infected with the COVID-19 virus is continuing to fall, the new enemy, as it's described across the papers, is complacency. No certainty that restrictions will be relaxed next month, says officials. That's according to the Irish Times headline this morning. No end in sight to limits to beat virus, says the Irish Examiner today, while the Irish Independent leads with threat of longer lockdown as more people flout COVID rules. That's on the front of the Irish Times too this morning. This is the point that Kieran was making there a few moments ago, that public health officials have said that there's no certainty. There's no certainty at all that restrictions will be relaxed next month, and it's despite a range of really positive data indicating that significant suppression in growth of the COVID-19 virus is continuing. And just speaking last night, for instance, if you missed the briefing, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, warned against complacency and pointed to data from mobile phones and also certain sensors which suggested an increase in activity or a slippage, as he described it, in compliance. And he also, Tony Houlihan, went on to say that he understood the public's frustration, but it would take very little indeed for us to lose the good work we've done. That was the quote he made yesterday. He also said that while people may feel Ireland is on a pathway towards the slackening of measures on the 5th of May, that is not the case. And if the decision was to be made today, as in yesterday, Thursday, we wouldn't be advising of the restrictions in place to be relaxed. And he was speaking, of course, as he was reporting the deaths of another 28 people yesterday who had been diagnosed with COVID-19. And then that came alongside an increase in cases by 936. Changes to the testing criteria also expected to be broadened and announced later. We'll have more details on that coming up here in the programme in around 10 to 15 minutes time. But is it something you've noticed more people out and about? You can let us know your view on Twitter this morning as well at BreakfastNT. The story though that caught my eye this morning, the story I think you're going to be talking about for the rest of the day. This piece in the front of the Irish Times, the headline, retailers anticipate customer temperature checks. Mark Paul, who's the paper's business affairs correspondent, writing this morning that temperature checks for staff and customers, mandatory staff COVID-19 testing and no price promotions to prevent surge consumption among some of the measures that are being mulled over by retailers as they're planning for eventual reopening of the non-essential retail outlets. Now, some stores may also ban shopping baskets and insist that customers, for instance, use trolleys instead as a natural distancing mechanism. Some also national retailers are planning to accept only contactless payments and not cash for a period of time. And Retail Excellence, who's the industry group that represents about 2,000 members, on Wednesday they issued this circular to members outlining a range of these are potential measures that retailers should consider pending the release of the official guidance when it comes next. But the memo told members it had requested detailed advice from the state. Now, in the meantime, it's compiled its own list of possible measures based in part on the advice from the governments abroad. And that's what they include today. We're really interested in hearing your view on this morning, particularly if you're a retailer out there. If you're going to be reopening your shop when the non-essential services, when the non-essential retailers are allowed to reopen, you can't offer attractive deals, attractive offers to get us, the customers, back into your stores to try and prevent a surge in people landing at your front door. Also, temperature checks for your staff and temperature checks for you as customers at the front door of the shop. What's your view on that? Would you mind maybe having your temperature checked before you went into a shop? You can let us know this morning on 53106 at a cost 30 cent. The one thing I can't understand myself in supermarkets at the moment that are currently open is why the shopping aisles aren't one way. I would have thought that was a fairly simple thing to introduce, but you can let us know your view too on that this morning. You can also get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Just a couple of other stories relating to COVID-19 right across the papers that you are going to be hearing more about. The story, interesting piece now in the front of the Irish Examiner today. Staff at Cork University Hospital have been warned not to wear their scrubs into supermarkets due to a rising number of complaints from members of the public, and this warning is contained in an internal email to staff from the hospital's Infection Prevention and Control Committee that warns about cross-contamination. And the staff have also been asked to to desist from visiting relatives and loved ones who are inpatients at CUH, as it's in breach of the COVID-19 no visitor policy. Interesting story, front page of the Irish Examiner to today. Also inside the Irish Independent, you know, we constantly talk about the impact of all of this, the pandemic, and particularly on people's finances. But the Irish Independent runs a story this morning about it's the middle-aged people with children who are bearing the brunt of this. People between the ages, for instance, of 35 and 54 who have kids are feeling the pinch from the pandemic the most. This new survey also found that just 1 in 8 of all households has the financial firepower to weather an economic emergency like this. And the sharpest financial hit is being suffered by those aged between 35 to 54, and it's due to high debts and child-related costs. And this is a survey by KBC Bank, and about a quarter of the consumers say that they would have to borrow to pay for an unexpected emergency, with a third of these using a credit card as well. Interesting piece, page 9 of the Irish Independent this morning. But to some of the other news, the non-COVID related news that you're going to be hearing about today, you heard Kieran mention it there, the huge climate concessions to lure in the Greens. This is in relation to government formation, because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they're preparing to make fairly major concessions on things like climate change to try and attract the Green Party into government. The parties will consider significant shifts in policy that would likely require about 1 million electric cars on the roads within the next 5 years. Also, the Irish Independent reporting this morning, it would mean more than 500,000 homes retrofitted, a dramatic cutback in the use of fossil fuels for electricity, heating, and also increases in carbon tax. And Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael responded positively to demands set out by the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan yesterday, including ambitious targets to reduce Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions by at least 35% over the next 5 years. It'll mean doubling the emissions targets in the Climate Action Plan. Lots more on that story, government formation, policy demands, inside all of the broadsheets here at home today. But as you heard Kieran mention, also Eamon Ryan will be on Newstalk Breakfast after 7 o'clock this morning. A couple of other interesting stories caught my eye too today. Just inside the Irish Independent, I thought really interesting comments from a circuit court judge. Judge hails how the pandemic controls have hit drug networks. It's a piece by Ralph Regal. A judge has hailed the COVID-19 lockdown for having the unexpected benefit of potentially crippling the illegal drug distribution trade. This is Judge Brian O'Callaghan said that while Ireland was taking vital measures to deal with a life-threatening pandemic, drugs represented a virus which had infected society for decades. And he said that the COVID-19, the movement restrictions, were now having the unexpected benefit of helping the Gardaí to foil the drug distribution trade, and by making drug shipments easier to identify. He made the comments at Cork Circuit Criminal Court. And also just staying with the judiciary as well, also inside the Irish Independent too this morning, just on a different story, serious unjustified allegations against judges are commonplace as the headline. This is a piece by the legal affairs editor Shane Phelan, writing this morning that members of the judiciary are being subjected to what they described as serious and unwarranted allegations by lay litigants who lose cases. This is a senior judge, Mr. Justice Seamus Noonan of the Court of Appeal, said it was commonplace for people representing themselves to resort to making allegations against judges without the slightest shred of evidence, is the quote. And more on that story, page 14 of the Irish Independent too today. Also inside the Irish Independent this morning, a plan to build 1,200 new homes. This is a planning permission to transform the Central Mental Hospital into an extensive housing development, is to be sought within a year. More than 1,200 private social and affordable homes will be built on the Dundrum site in Dublin. More on that story, page 16 of the Independent too today. Just a couple of other interesting stories in a lighter note online and inside the papers this morning. The Times UK this morning, vinyl virtue signalers turn a deaf ear to records they buy. This is people who buy vinyls often argue that the format offers a warmer listening experience than digital music or CDs. But research suggests that many of these enthusiasts never actually get around to playing the records that they buy. About a fifth of those who buy vinyl records don't have anything on which to even listen to them on, suggesting that the vinyl revival is driven at least in part by people who just want to have them on display in their homes. Also inside the Mail this morning, the whole COVID-19 pandemic will make us value the elderly. Three quarters of Irish people think they will value the elderly more after the coronavirus crisis. It's a new poll out this morning shows that praying more, people are 18% of those who were surveyed said that they're praying more since the lockdown, and 27% also say that they've watched religious services online. And just finally for this morning, the oldest living Irish person celebrates their 110th birthday in care home is the headline today in the Mirror. This is Margaret Reid, puts her extraordinary age down to a life of no booze, no drinking. The mum, Margaret, turned 110 on Monday, surrounded by staff at her care home who held a tea and cake party for her. And a huge happy birthday to Margaret Reid as well.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.